doing this morning?
Good.
Boy, oh boy, you look... Oh my goodness, that is quite an outfit you have on. How you doing?
Good.
And how's Sean doing? Is he behaving himself? You're the one who keeps him on the straight and narrow?
Maybe?
Okay, that's... All right. You know, what's exciting to you? What excites you? What things get you really, really pumped up that you can't keep it inside you?
Whenever I'm performing.
You love to perform, don't you? Well, we've had you sing a number of songs here, and I'll tell you, you do a beautiful job, so you get us excited. That makes it doubly exciting for you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know friends that if they had a scratch off, or if they found out that they, when they checked their lottery numbers, they found out that they are a winner, boy, I'll tell you, they'd be jumping up and down. They'd be picking up that phone, calling up people saying, guess what? I won the lottery. My life is going to be different. It's never going to be the same again. Do you think we'll ever have such luck like that in our lives?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, we keep hoping, don't we? You know, but the odds are, you know, winning the Powerball is probably a long ways off. The odds are that we probably won't. You know, I know people have been playing Powerball for years and years and years and years and have never even won, get another scratch off for free, you know. But I do have some good news for you that I think you're going to get excited.
Why?
That I think you're going to jump up and down.
Why?
You ever get a love letter?
No.
No. You get a Valentine's Day card?
No.
Nobody ever sent you a Valentine's Day card?
My mom did.
Well, that's okay. That's a Valentine's Day card. And as you get older, with each passing year, you're going to find yourself getting more and more and more from friends, maybe boyfriends, maybe from people you don't even know, that these lives you touched and you didn't realize it. Well, I want to tell you about a love letter that you did receive and you didn't realize it. Right here. You know what this book is? What makes you think this is a Bible? Oh, because you read it. Well, you can read, okay. Well, this is more than a Bible. They call this the Good News. In fact, there's such a Bible called the Good News Bible. And there's lots of good news. But you know, when I think of this book, I don't think about it as an old dusty book, you know, that if you flip the pages, dust will come out. I don't think about it with stories and tales from, you know, 2,000 years ago and further back. I think of this as a love letter, because that's what it is. And it tells a story about how God loved you so much that he lived and worked with his people, the Israelites, and then he worked with the people in Jesus' day, and he brought Jesus into their world, into our world, to share his son with the rest of us, to show us and tell us about God's love, but how that love works. The fact that God loves you. God loves me. In fact, God cannot love his only begotten son, Jesus, any more than he loves you. Think of that. You know, we think, well, you know, God really, really loves Jesus because, you know, Jesus was his son, you know, and Jesus was obedient, and Jesus went to the cross. And I mean, only somebody who is really, you know, obedient and loving and all could really just love the Father back in return. Well, the fact is, God can never love Jesus any more than he loves you, which means that God loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. He loves you a whole lot. And if you've never gotten a love letter from someone yet, this is your love, your first love letter. Because it's God saying, you know, I love you with all my heart. And no matter where you go in life, no matter what happens to you, you're never going to be alone. Sure, you'll have your parents and brother, and you'll have your brother and sister, and you'll have all your friends with you, and they'll support you. You'll have your church family to support you. But just know that I'm going to be with you too. And I'm not only going to walk beside you and in front of you and behind you, I'm going to be in your heart. So you can never get rid of me. But that's how much I love you. And nothing's ever going to separate you from that love. So, that's good news for us. And if you get that kind of news, you can't help but jump up and down, can you? All right, well, let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the way that you do love us. We certainly don't deserve it, but then that's what grace is all about. It's undeserved favor. And our prayers are that every day of our lives you will continue to just hold us close to your heart, tell us how much we need you and how much you, in a sense, need us. And may that excite us so much that we reach out and tell others that good news as well, and not be embarrassed or afraid to do that. In Jesus' name we pray, and the people said,
Amen.
Amen.